God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. Have you ever noticed that sometimes the people that do the poorest in some area are the ones that least know it? Here's a guy that thinks he can sing. Everyone knows he cannot, but he sings nonetheless. Now, I'm not against people serving where they can, and I'm not saying you have to be an expert at anything before you can serve. What I am saying is sometimes people have a very inflated view of their abilities, whether it's music or logic or sports. It's very easy for us to think we're better than we are. It's also easy for some temperaments to think they're poorer than they are. I think the bottom line is that none of us are really accurate in esteeming our own selves or our own abilities. But we can work at it. Proverbs 26:16 says, "The sluggard is wiser in his own conceit than seven men that can render a reason." A sluggard is someone that's lazy. You can be lazy with what you do, or you can be lazy in what you think. This guy is lazy in what he thinks. He's wiser in his own eye, his own conceit, than seven men that can render a reason. You know, reason is something you have to do before you can have. Reason is something I do. I need to reason things through, and then reason is something I have. I'm doing something for a reason. One Bible commentary says, "The thoughtless, being ignorant of their ignorance, are conceited." That's a good way to put it. In other words, wisdom and understanding take work. They're not automatic. And the less you know, the more you think you know. This is something I've just noticed in my life. The older I get, the more I learn, the more I think, the more I realize there are so many things I do not know. The more you know, the more you comprehend what it is you do not know. So in the end, arrogance is ignorance, almost by definition. Arrogance is an inflated view of myself because I don't see myself. I'm not doing the work it takes to know what I should know. Arrogance is ignorance. And on the other hand, humility is wisdom. If I want to know more than I know right now, I've got to realize that I don't know everything. I may think I have a good voice, but I need to keep working on the voice I have. I may think I'm brilliant, but I need to keep thinking as accurately and logically and theologically as I can. Don't be absorbed by your own perception of yourself. Don't be absorbed by your own eye. The word conceit means, it's the idea, it's in your own eye, your own conceit. A man becomes arrogant because he has no perspective. The only perspective he has is his own. There's nothing to balance him out. So God knows what's in your heart. He knows what's in your heart. And sometimes I do not. Sometimes I'm the last one to know. So what's the bottom line? The bottom line is humility is a path to wisdom. And arrogance is a path to ignorance. It takes work to be wise. Wisdom takes work. The slothful, the sluggard, is wiser in his own conceit than a panel of perfect number, seven, a brilliant panel that can render a reason.